I think the biggest connection is that it's a time of year when we honor the dead, and this is across cultures. If you look at our Halloween celebrations, which come out of the British Isles, there's a sense that at this time of year, the boundary between the dead and the living is very permeable. In Mexico, these traditions came in with the Christianization of Mexico and grew up out of this sort of indigenous, we're going to remember our beloved dead, but we're also going to have a big party. Not so much about scary things and blood and gore and plastic spiders, but the sense that we're treading this line going into winter between light and dark, between life and death, and that we really can remember and celebrate who those people were in our lives.
So what are some of the things we'll actually do at All Saints?
Well, first we will eat, because that's what we always do at All Saints. We're having food brought in from Los Tres Amigos. We have Mariachi Cristal coming up from Detroit, who will be playing for us. And the Fantasía Folkloric Dancers from here in Lansing, which is a group of young people from about age 5 up through 18. And they do authentic folkloric dances from different regions of Mexico, and it is quite a display. We will also have a community altar so people can bring maybe whatever your beloved dead like to eat. Some people bring, you know, a bottle of Coke if people liked Coke a lot, or they bring a picture of the person. My husband brings a little keychain that reminds him of his mother. You place those on the altar for the duration of the fiesta. And the idea is that somehow those folks come in our memory and celebrate with us.
How have people responded, both in numbers and the things that they've said to you about this celebration?
The general public has been very supportive. We get between 250 and 300 people, and many of them are not All Saints members. It's sort of our gift to the community to invite folks to come in and celebrate with us free of charge. It's interesting in the congregation when we've talked about it, periodically we go back and say, well, is this still what we should be doing? Is this still have energy? Most recently people said, oh, that's the thing I love the best. This is really significant to me because this is when I remember my mother or my sister or my boyfriend or my husband or whoever it was who I've lost in my life. Mm-hmm. And if you think about how much you miss someone who has died and all your memories of that person, and this becomes a way almost of sharing them, because you can talk to people around the altar about the person, but also a way almost of offering that person up. You know, when you're looking at a picture of someone and you're talking about them, somebody's talking about their parents, it almost brings them back to life in that moment as they become reincarnated or incarnated in those person's memories. And they share that person with me. That person who I have never met, you know, who has gone on, becomes real to me too. And I think that's one of the most important things when you love someone and they die, is that they become less real as time goes on. And this is a way of making them real again, not only for yourself, but for the people you're talking to about them.
Kit Carlson is rector at All Saints Episcopal Church here in East Lansing. And you can join in the celebration of Dia de los Muertos. It goes on starting at 6 o'clock this evening. Kit, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.